teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Twitch loved it, Joe. Ocho says that it needs to be a new weekly segment. I think we'll throw it into our rotating benchmarks that we're going to be doing. But I don't think we should do it weekly.
No.
Maybe just when it comes up. Just when it comes up. You never know when you're going to get it.
But we'll take your suggestions.
Yeah, we'll take suggestions.
And if we have enough good suggestions, we can do it more often.
King of Twitch says gas station donuts.
Gas station euros.
There's that place down the street.
Right down the street. So amazing. Good.
That place is so good.
That place
is like one of my favorite places on the planet.
Yeah. We're all pointing that way.
Yorktown. No, not Yorktown.
York. I think it's just
York. It's on the corner of like Richmond and what is this street right here? Rice?
Hidalgo?
Is it Rice?
Whatever it is. It's a Greek restaurant inside a gas station. Yep. It's elite, but it's also like it was my saving grace during the ice storm.
Oh, for real?
My wife and I came out here because I had to work. I was on call for storm coverage at the old place. Mm-hmm. And she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, dang.
And we couldn't find food.
The
only place with food was that place. And it was incredible. We ate there for like 3 days.
Made us all go there one day. And it was almost like it started out like a bad joke.
Oh, it's,
And we all left going, oh, my God, anytime you want to go back here, the place is amazing.
It feels like a bad joke until you eat there.
Yep. Yeah, it's really good.
We're down to a 3, though, for the record.
Yeah, you mentioned something in the break about an aftertaste taking over.
Make up your mind. He's went from a 4 to a 5, now to a 3.
Yeah, this taste in my mouth is just, it's like, I can taste the can.
Oh, yeah, probably all the preservatives.
Like, it's like my mouth tastes like metal.
Have you had something to drink?
Not yet.
Well, that's not wise, guys.
I mean, we're getting there, but I had to make sure we fulfilled
the
bit.
See, but here's the thing. True. Unlike when you eat, like, the hot chip challenge.
Oh, I won't do that.
I think if you went dairy on this one, it would make it worse.
Well, right now, all I have in front of me is coffee, so we're going coffee and tuna.
I think you should drink a lot of that.
Coffee and tuna.
Yeah, I think you should drink as much of it as possible really quickly.
Not a good idea. Somebody said...
Shut your mouth. I think you should really try to consume as much as you can.
Battery Chuck says McDonald's eggs, maybe, as a challenge. That's not so bad. I'm not a huge fan of McDonald's eggs, but that's not so bad.
McDonald's isn't going to do anything to where they might get sued.
I like their McDonald's eggs on the McMuffin, but whenever they do the McGriddle egg, like where it's like flappy, like I don't know why there's two different eggs, but the McGriddle egg is or not the McGriddle egg is terrible.
The McMuffin
eggs is solid.
Yep,
very solid egg. The other eggs are not good there for whatever reason.
Totally agree.
All
but
of
McDonald's got sued for hot coffee. They watch everything.
Yeah, all of our suggestions are basically just gas station fill in the blank.
Yeah, we'll be doing this again. But we're not going to tell you when we're doing it again. You're just going to have to keep listening to the Killer Bees.
We need to get takeout of like the Indian buffet in the final hour.
I've done the Indian buffet.
Closest to us.
Indian buffet is good.
Right, but the final hour of say it's open from like 11 to 2, right at about 1:30, you got to put all that in a to-go container and it's not exactly heated up as much as it was and the spices and everything and the curry can get in on you.
B. Hannon says hot boiled peanuts. I've never had hot boiled peanuts.
Is that a thing?
I guess. I've never heard of it. Do you ever put peanuts in your Coke?
No, I know that's love a thing. Weird.
I don't. Yeah. I can't do it. I don't think it would taste good.
I just don't know why you would destroy something that's
what
the peanut
so
or
good.
The Coke?
The Coke.
What taste is enhanced? The peanut or the Coke?
I think the Coke.
The peanut.
Wait, what?
You guys just both took either side.
I think it's the peanut because I think it soaks in the Coke. I don't think it. I don't think it changes the flavor of the Coke.
I think, if anything, it would probably dull the carbonation.
Listen, like we've never tried it. Either one of us have never tried it. We're totally guessing.
Maybe that's the next one.
I'll try that one with you.
I mean, it's kind of soft.
The bottom feeder review. It is kind of soft.
Like, we just went from vending machine tuna to peanuts and Coke.
Yeah, we got
to
come up with a better one than that. It can't be that. All right. You know how Michael Jordan had the Jordan rules?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the Jordan rules in Houston. Well, the first one that we know of is that he's only going to play when he's okay playing. Like, if he doesn't want to play, first rule of the Jordan rule. If Jordan doesn't want to play, Jordan doesn't have to play. Whether it's a mysterious neck injury he's never been asked about, whether it's the hands that cost him several trips on the IL, but have never cost him surgery, the mysterious Jordan Alvarez. When he doesn't want to play, he doesn't have to play. That's rule number one of the Jordan rules. Rule number two of the Jordan rules, at least from my opinion, he can't play the outfield. He should not play the outfield because you want to wrap him in bubble bubble wrap so he never gets hurt. But because it's Jordan, if he demands to play, okay, Jordan, you can play, but you can't dive at anything. You can't try to make a sliding catch at anything. I don't want you trying to go into the stands like he did the other day to make that brilliant catch because I need his bat. And anything that he calls or anything he's in the area of, you dart the other way. Like Jeremy Payne.
They did it last night. Everybody kind of just parted this Red Sea and went, nope, get away from him.
There was two plays in yesterday's game that inspired the Jordan rules for the Jordan rules for me. That was one of them.
Reggie and Pena both peeled off. It was said, all yours, big man. Yeah,
they just jumped out of the way. Like, I'm getting out of the way of Jordan Alvarez. So that's part of the Jordan rules as well. This is the other play yesterday that I never want to see Jordan Alvarez do again. This is another rule in the Jordan rules. You're not allowed to run hard on the bases.
To go to second?
Yes. When he tried to leg out the double and had to slide into second base? No. That is a Jordan rule.
The entire time he was getting up, like, please don't grimace. Don't grab something.
As soon as he took a hard turn at first, I was like, oh, no.
Plus, it's Hunter Renfroe, who you know has a cannon.
That's right. I forgot.
And he just turned, and I was like, no, don't do it. And then I realized he was going, and then I realized Renfroe was going to hose him. And I was like, get up. Don't. Don't start grimacing.
Yeah, so that's on the Jordan rules, too. You cannot, Jordan, run hard on the bases. I don't care if you're trying to hustle. I don't care if you're trying to leg out a double. I don't care if you're trying to go first to third. I do not need you running hard on the bases. Do not run out grounders to first base. I don't need you taking extra bases that will force a slide. I want you to be station to station. If you're taking an extra base, it's whenever you cruise into that bag standing up. That needs to be on the Jordan rules. I don't need Jordan Alvarez sliding, diving, doing all of this stuff on the field. What else belongs on the Jordan rules? Jordan had the Jordan rules. We had the Jordan rules. 713-780-3776. Anything comes to mind to you that you don't want Jordan Alvarez doing on the baseball field?
I we both have been pretty adamant about him playing the outfield. Even when he makes nonchalant, easy plays look a little too worrisome, too. It just looks like he's not taking the right path.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is he going to get there? And then I'm like, oh, okay. So my concern was always just, I agree with what you said in terms of, look, it's like the reason why most guys don't run real hard to first base on ground outs, because they're trying to save themselves for the plays that truly matter. There's just too many plays that truly matter with Jordan for him to be taking any chances.
No.
It's pretty simple that way.
Go station to station. I don't need you sliding in a bag. Poncho says don't run into Jeremy Pena again, putting that on the Jordan rules. That kind of goes into everybody get out of the way when Jordan Alvarez is near a pop fly.
I'll give you another one. When the bench is clear, I know you could kick everybody's ass.
Ooh.
Do not get involved. Sit there and look like Kevin Garnett and Dwight Howard. Look fake tough guy. Fake tough. Never want to get into a scrum because you know other teams are going to take you out.
I don't want him to get Rudy teed.
I was going
to
say.
Sorry to say, I don't want him to get Rudy teed.
Or bum rushed. Like three different guys tackle him and he goes to the ground and oh, there goes the knee. Oh, there goes the ankle. Oh, there goes the neck. I mean, it could all happen in one tackle.
What belongs on the Jordan rule? 713-780-3776. 4965. Get off my lawn, guy. He says, clearly neither of you have played baseball. What are y'all talking about? If he's a baseball player, he plays baseball. Blankers was a lockdown ace at his junior college playing baseball. And I was a high school Harry junior that had a career 400 batting average in high school. I was 2 for 5. So we both played baseball in our career. This is protecting Jordan Alvarez. He's your biggest investment. Where would this offense be if Jordan Alvarez lands on the injured list?
Let protect me flip it. Jordan Alvarez. Was that a texter or a caller? I mean, a texter or a Twitch?
It was not a caller. It was a text.
Okay. So the texter obviously was never good enough to be considered an important enough player to where they would worry about his health and well-being. Because if you were, you'd realize that no matter what team you've ever played on, you really take care of your best player so he can continue to be your best player, which gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
If you've ever been on any team on any level, you understand that, which is why you don't. So there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, but keep listening to the show, and we appreciate you listening to the Killer Bee.
6941 has a really good Jordan rule. And, Joe, you think of a couple of things that belong on the Jordan rules, too. 6941, Jordan should never have one of the worst hitters in baseball hitting after him. That is a great
call.
Jordan rule. Fantastic Jordan rule. That's a tip of the cap, 6941. You're right. You shouldn't have the most untradeable player in baseball and one of the worst offensive players in baseball protecting the best hitter in your lineup by batting cleanup. Great call, 6941. What do you got, Joe? Anything that belongs on the Jordan rules?
Can we make just the Kyle Tucker must bat behind Yordan Alvarez at all times?
That's kind of in the same vein. So like, maybe it's a bullet point, kind of. Must be Kyle Tucker? Yeah, like in parentheses.
Yeah.
Got to be protected with Kyle Tucker. Or you can say protected with the best hitter in your lineup that day. So, like, it doesn't even have to be
Tucker.
Here
we go. Because he's awful at running bases. It's the one thing that this Hall of Fame player sucks at. Jose Altuve is not allowed to attempt to steal bases when Yordan Alvarez is up the bat.
Yeah, you want the ducks on the pond.
Maybe we just make it permanent. No one's allowed to attempt to steal a base when Yordan Alvarez is up the bat.
Yeah, you also don't want to clear first base so he can get walked. You don't want to miss a chance to get extra guys knocked in. Very, very good point.
Four.
Never try vending machine tuna if you're Yordan Alvarez pregame. You cannot do that.
No fireworks.
No good call.
From the opposing team. When Yordan Alvarez is playing.
No, anybody. No fireworks before a game that Yordan Alvarez is playing definitely belongs on the Yordan
rules.
Yeah,
he could be headed to the emergency room.
Yeah, that's likely.
Yep.
It's
likely. Memo to Atlanta Braves.
4558. A golf cart to go to left field and then come back to the dugout. So, like, you got the bullpen carts.
The old bullpen cars with the baseball with the hat on it.
We need that at Minute Maid. We need Orbit to be driving out the left field cart so Yordan Alvarez gets a personal ride out to left field, and then he's there to pick him up to bring him back into the dugout after the end of the... It should take place. Like, it should happen. The Yordan rules.
So, when I was growing up in Milwaukee at County Stadium, they'd get a car dealer to sponsor the bullpen vehicle, and every time a relief pitcher came in, unless they elected to skip the ride and they'd run in from the outfield, the car with its hazards on would go out in the outfield, the door would open, the guy would get in, and he'd get like a almost like a limo ride of the car driven right up to the baseline, and they'd get out and trot out to the mound. That'd be awesome. You get a sponsorship deal out of it for the Astros to kind of, you know, go against his contract money, and he drives him out to left field every day.
And Yordan has one of his rules. What belongs on the Yordan rules? Jordan had the Jordan rules. Yordan has the Yordan rules. We've listed several that are really good. What else needs to be on the Yordan rules? 713-780-ESPN, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. One of the Yordan rules was you can't have one of the worst hitters in baseball hitting behind him. What players in baseball have worse trade value than Jose Abreu? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Before we go to the break, tell you about my good friend Doc Linville. Look, Doc Linville can solve one of the biggest problems that men have today, and that is hair loss. You might be thinning, you might be balding, you might already have the hair gone and think there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, you can try those sprays and creams and foams and all the gimmicks that aren't your real hair. It's just a way of masking the problem. Or you can get in contact with Doc Linville and his staff. They are the best in the business at the Neograft procedure, and they take care of ESPN 97.5 listeners as well. You want a free consultation with Doc Linville and his staff so they can explain to you the Neograft procedure, so they can tell you all the success stories that they've had, including myself and John Granato and many others, and you want to see the results, the before and afters, and realize that you could be the next in line, just go to 975hair.com and see all the different ways the procedure can help, all the people that have done it, and how you could be next in line. You get a free consultation with Doc Linville and his staff. Just schedule it. Go in and ask, how long does the whole process take? Is there financing options? What does the process consist of? When will I see the full results? And the biggest thing that got me, 95%+ of the follicles moved are going to stay and grow and be with you for the long haul. Simply put, genetically, you're never going to lose the hair on the sides and the back of your head. So what Doc Linville does is he takes some of those and he transports them to where you need them most. Sometimes you have a baboon's butt that keeps showing up on the top of your head and it gets worse every single day. Or your forehead has become an 8-head and you don't think you can get your hairline back. He can take care of those easy as can be, and he does it by using the Neograft procedure. Check him out today and tell him I sent you by, because it is a procedure I not only believe in, I think more people, when they're made aware of it, will get on board and do it too. It's my good friend Doc Linville. Go to 975hair.com.
Razor sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Michael Jordan had the Jordan rules. Now, Yordan Alvarez has the Yordan rules. Can't hustle, can't run hard, can't slide, can't dive. No pregame fireworks anywhere that he goes. Orbit in a golf cart is driving him out to left field and bringing him back to the dugout in between innings. 4965, who said neither of us have ever played baseball, is a real fun guy. He says nobody plays baseball like that. You're making up that nobody plays baseball. Careful like you are talking. He says we're going to turn MLB into effortless NBA. I guess that's what we want. Careful, not competition.
That's after you get your regular degree, you get your MBA?
I guess. He says that we didn't play baseball in this state. I played at Humboldt High School, darn it, for David Sitton, and I was a .400 lifetime hitter. Yeah, Two hits and five at bats.
You're right. I didn't play in this state, so congratulations. But I played a lot longer than you did.
Yeah. Maybe we should do like if Yordan Alvarez gets hit, Martin Maldonado must fight the pitcher.
That's a great idea. That's a good Yordan rule.
Yep.
Because it's someone that's not like super important. I know Dusty might not agree, but like, or maybe it's like
Dusty wouldn't agree.
Or who's the third catcher?
Cesar Salazar. Why do you always forget his name?
Because he's not important.
It's easy to remember. Cesar Salazar.
Salazar. How many at-bats does he have this season?
Think about the appetizer before you eat vending machine tuna. It's like Cesar salad, only it's Cesar Salazar.
Yeah, Cesar Salazar. 7891, to prevent further mysterious hand injury, all players and coaches are only allowed to hug Yordan after home runs. No high fives. You got to have something for the hand.
I said to Jeremy during the break, no carnival games are allowed to be participated in by Yordan when it involves, like, how hard can you punch the punching bag?
Yeah.
You cannot do any of those. Like, the Rockets one year did the pre-training camp boxing training. You're not allowed to participate with any gloves or hands. Nope. Yeah.
No video games, no laptops in case carpal tunnel.
The only problem with the hug one is that, look, Dusty Baker invented the high five.
That's true. So, like, Tony Kemp is gone. He invented the home run hug.
Tell me that Dusty Baker, who invented the high five, can't high five Yordan Alvarez?
He needs to have a pinch high fiver. Like, Mauricio Dubon has to be coming in the dugout with him, and he can high five Dubon.
Like a
stuntman
in acting. Yeah. I need my body double to come in here to participate. Because the other thing that I remember because of the neck, like with all these dugout celebrations, with all these elaborate helmets and things that they're putting on, nothing heavy or anything can be around the head. It's like the Beltre from the Rangers. Do not touch his head or his neck or put anything on him when he hits a home run. Stay away.
All right, I got one more. Yordan Alvarez must not participate in the home run derby.
Good call.
Really even though call. I really want to see it.
I don't.
Julio Rodriguez. I really, really do.
I do not.
But I don't at the same time.
Yeah, after Julio Rodriguez, excellent call.
0-0-2, Yordan rule number 9, do not mob Yordan after he hits a walk-off. That's a great idea. Yep. It's a great idea. You don't want Yordan Alvarez getting hurt.
Like, what do we want, like 5 feet? Like almost like the COVID rules?
Yeah, COVID protocols whenever you're around Yordan Alvarez.
5 feet away at all times?
Yeah. I mean, breathing on him might all of a sudden cause him an IL stint with those hands or to aggravate this mysterious neck injury. 3918, didn't Babe Ruth only run to first after the home run? I believe that to be
true. Is that true?
I believe it to be true. I know I watched a movie one time when Babe Ruth hit a home run and he ran to first base and there was like a little bat boy that ran the rest of the bases for him. So I love the idea
of that.
It could be Dubon.
On 9240 off the text line says he should not have to use his hands for anything. Eating, handshakes, toileting, anything.
Toileting?
What? He's going to have a bidet and a wiper?
Yeah.
It takes, I guess.
Yordan should not have to use his hands for anything. You already said that one. 2920, Yordan needs a personal driver everywhere. I agree. Everywhere, including left field and back. That's Orbit's new job. Do not train away from an Astros authorized facility. Last thing we need is a dumb discomfort after a treadmill session.
Yordan needs to bat with Hulk hands. You know those big hands you can buy for Halloween? Those big padded hands?
Some of the Twitchers, Gentleman Jack, he shouldn't eat spicy food after 8. The Yordan rule. Yeah, you want him in the lineup the next day.
Yep.
That's a pretty good one. What else we got here on the Twitch? Yordan rule must be wrapped and baby wrapped when shipped outside of the facility. That kind of works into the don't train anywhere else outside of the facility. Someone must cut up his meats and vegetables before he eats them. I mean, with these mysterious hands, I don't want his hands working harder.
What about when he plays in cold weather?
He's allowed to use, I mean, I don't know, batting gloves? I mean,
yeah, maybe he gets...
He already does, I think.
Electric hand-warming batting gloves?
What if we just go?
Oh, I like this one. Yordan isn't allowed to eat Bregman's hot sauces. It's a great idea for the better interest in Yordan's taste buds.
What if we just do like Yordan Alvarez cannot play in baseball games below 50 degrees unless it's the playoffs?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. That'll take the cold weather idea. Yeah.
Santiago, Yordan ruled no retiring to try and play basketball, which is a play on the Jordan rules
because
we have the Yordan rules. Be handed after the game, go straight to the locker room. Don't do anything else.
He's not allowed to let his dad go on gambling excursions.
You just went dark there, didn't you?
I mean,
real dark.
I mean, that's a Jordan rule, right? I mean, that was in the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that one there. Blinkers. Right. 2971, only low fives for Yordan Alvarez. I don't want anybody touching his hand.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how else. What, we're going to say that between games he has to be casted? He has to wear casts on either hand that are cut off right before game time?
It's not a bad idea. MPJ says Yordan must run the bases with oven mitts on both hands. I don't think we need that because Yordan Alvarez, with
aggressive.
The Yordan rules,
right.
he's going station to station. He's not sliding. He's not diving. He's not running hard. He's only going to take an extra base when he can cruise into that base. We don't want Yordan Alvarez near peak speed ever.
Can he play the outfield with catcher's equipment on?
Why not?
Yeah.
We're inventing the Yordan rules. Yeah. Jordan had the Jordan rules. Yordan has the Yordan rules. Why can't we invent that?
Yeah, I think anything to protect him. Or like the, what is it, the sumo suits at the Rockets games at halftime. Make sure that he has to wear the sumo suit between games.
The what?
Sumo suits.
Sumo, man.
What?
It's sumo.
Sumo.
Okay. Potato, potato.
No.
Sumo.
I personally love that. That just happened in the last 30 seconds. As much as you get on to me for mispronouncing really difficult words to say.
I would correct Jeremy as well. Don't worry.
I know. I understand it, but it's really
sumo.
Okay, my bad.
94580. He's never allowed to do an HEB commercial because the curse of the HEB commercial. That's a good call. 94580. 6941. Yordan can never use any of Carlo Correa's massage therapists.
Good point.
It's a really good one. How about Deshaun Watson's massage therapist?
Ooh,
are we keeping Yordan away from those?
Yes, please.
So we're keeping them away from Correa's massage therapist and from Watson's
massage therapist. Maybe we just say massage therapist to cover all of our grounds.
I mean, he needs his hands massaged.
Fair.
And his neck. He's got a balky neck for some reason.
He's jacked.
No one's asked him about the neck.
He's
after he avoided media that one night, everybody was like, oh, we don't want to piss him off. Let's not ask him. Houston media.
Yeah. Clutch City, Yordan is allowed to charge the mound if Mike Fiers pitches. He's not going to see Mike Fiers because he's nowhere near the bigs. But, yeah, sure. Why not? He can charge the mound if Fiers is pitching.
No, he can't because then he could get suspended and we'd lose him for multiple games.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But Mike Fiers would have to be good enough to play Major League Baseball again and have teammates that would want him. That's not going to happen.
Yordan must wear the same batting protection as Altuve. Give him that elbow pad. Give him the leg pad. He should be like Biggio.
Remember I was going to say, get him the Biggio guards. Because last night, Trout took his off during an at-bat. And I was like, isn't that kind of...
Did he really?
Yeah, he took the elbow guard off during the at-bat and then slapped it back on real quick.
Huh.
And I was like, with the timer, I was wondering if he was going to be able to make sure he got it back on. Then I thought, God, can you imagine if Biggio had the timer and he was putting that damn elbow brace on?
I always think of Nomar Garciaparra if he had the timer. 5694.
With the bat under the Yordan, cup.
You would do everything. Yordan wears Michelin man suits in left field. 7891 also says that Julia Morales must massage his hands during an interview.
Yeah.
It'd be good for the hands of Yordan. This is the Yordan rules.
Okay.
You don't think it's good for Yordan?
I don't know. I don't know what he prefers.
All right. If you want to keep sending in your Yordan rules, you can. 713-780-3776. All right. Who are players around Major League Baseball that have lesser trade value than Jose Abreu? There can't be many, right? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Intern Mitchell tried the tuna. First time that I went out there to just cross paths with him. I didn't stop by and talk to the intern. But I asked him about the tuna because he had Joe's leftovers. Talk about a bottom feeder. He said it definitely wasn't a five. He said it was a three.
Yeah.
Well, we ended on three.
Are you settled on three now?
We're settled on three.
I can't believe it was a three. Like, if I would have guessed, I would have said it would have been no higher than a two.
Three. Once I found out the mayo was inside the can with the tuna, I'm out.
I think three's a win.
The second bite was fine. It's the first one, the smell, and then the aftertaste.
Which is why you have a dip in your mouth right now to take away that nasty aftertaste that you haven't been able to get rid of.
Apple skulls saving the day.
Mm.
That seems like an awful combination. Going from tuna salad from a vending machine to apple skull.
Ugh.
Like, that sounds like you just don't care about your stomach.
Like, probably not.
That sounds awful. Anyways, 5694. Have Jordan's bats blessed before each game in the tears of Dodger fans?
That's
part
good.
Of the Jordan rules. That's a good one. Another Jordan rule to avoid a shock: no touching of Jordan immediately after walking on carpet. And we should also roll out the red carpet for Jordan everywhere he goes. And then 1597. No WBC for Jordan. That's a good call too.
Really good call.
How about no WBC for anyone?
For any Astros. Astros.
Let every other team have at it. No more Astros.
Maybe the Astro rule. I like our work there for the Jordan rules. 713-780-3776 if you still want to send them in. All right, let's have a fun conversation, because all we can do is laugh now, right? Like, the Jose Abreu contract is what it is. It's looking worse and worse by the day. I'm still hoping that it's going to be okay. I'm still hoping that he comes around. But right now you're looking at $58.5 million for 3 years. You're pot committed. He can't hit a lick. So all you can do is laugh so you don't cry. Jose Abreu has to have one of the worst trade values in all of baseball right now. He has negative trade value, no doubt. I think it's probably the most negative trade value that exists in Major League Baseball.
Well, we're going to try to stop that.
Joe has come up with five names in Major League Baseball that have worse trade value, potentially, than Jose Abreu.
So we're going to go one at a time here?
Yeah.
Let's go. Jose Abreu, 3 years, $58 million.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Strasburg, 4 years left, $35 million a year.
Is he pitching this year?
Yeah.
No.
I don't even know.
He didn't pitch last year.
No,
either.
I know he didn't pitch last year, but that's what I'm saying. Is he back on the mound this year, or is there something else?
I think there's something
else. They put him on the 60-day injured list a month ago.
Yeah.
So he can't come back until best-case scenario.
I think this
July.
Is like, I was like,
how many more years are left?
Four. 35 a year.
I mean, you have three.
Extra year at more money.
He said, look, the Strasburg's injury. He recovers from an operation of thoracic outlet syndrome?
Thoracic?
What is that?
That's something to do with his arm still.
Oh, that's scary.
I think.
Would you rather... How much... It was $30 million per year for Strasburg?
35.
So would you rather have Strasburg $35 million a year for this year and three more, or Jose Abreu for
He's
this year and two
at least
more?
Able to play.
At least Abreu's on the field.
He's on the field. He's able to play.
I don't think that's a positive, guys. He has a negative war. No, like, replacement would be better than Jose Abreu right now.
Yeah. No, I think... This one is Abreu, for sure.
I think I'd rather have Abreu than Strasburg.
Yeah.
There's a chance he could break out of it, and it could be another slow start, as opposed to, it sounds like there's no chance Strasburg's pitching, because something
ever
else
again.
Breaks down every other time the rest of the injuries heal.
So apparently this injury Strasburg has is a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and your first rib are compressed.
That's odd.
Yeah, I don't like the chances of him ever pitching again.
Yeah, so I think Jose Abreu wins that one.
Would you rather have Abreu or Strasburg? 713-780-3776. I'm trying to decide. Like, I'll go.
You're Abreu on that?
Yeah.
I saw Strasburg pitch in college. I have a bias to people I saw pitch in college. I'll go
Abreu.
Yeah. He was coached by
Tony Gwynn.
That's right. I'll go Abreu.
Okay. All right. Anthony Rendon. He has 4 years left on his deal, $38 million a year.
This
he's
is
still,
easy.
He's still. I'm take Rendon.
No Rendon, no doubt.
More trade value.
Absolutely,
hits
Rendon
the ball harder
has more
with a
trade
chance
value.
To hit home runs. And
sure.
His biggest problem has been injuries as well.
Yeah, that's a big contract. So he's got He makes $38.5 million AAV through 26. So one year further than Jose Abreu, and it's almost double the money.
And how much has he played in the last 2 years?
Not much.
He did play last night.
That's
he got a big hit.
That's a close one. Jose Abreu, Anthony Rendon's a close one because Rendon makes twice as much money nearly.
Homecoming,
but he's better at baseball.
Good.
He's better at baseball.
No,
right
he
now.
Is. He definitely
he's
is.
He's way better at baseball
he's a better
than Jose Abreu.
Not again last night as an example because that ball took a funky hop on him, but he's probably a better fielder than Abreu, too.
You want this conversation?
What?
Is Anthony Rendon better than Alex Bregman?
Ooh. I would still take Bregman because...
The money.
I just feel like he's... I mean,
money's Bregman's
almost
right
the
around
same.
28.
I think Bregman's a better defensive third baseman.
Mm.
But boy, the money.
How much
Rendon
does Bregman have left?
Lot.
2 years?
Bregman has this year and one more.
So then Bregman is.
Just from a money standpoint, he's still going to be. I think he'll snap out. The chances are way better he's going to snap out of it than Abreu. I'll go Bregman.
Because of the money, I think it's really close. But Rendon, I think, is a better baseball player than Alex Bregman. Now, injuries.
I think he was in Washington. Boy, he's done nothing in Anaheim.
He's got a 793 OPS right now. Alex Bregman has a 668.
It's close.
No, it's not.
It's close for the money.
All right, yeah, close for the money.
All right, we'll go to a player that's not playing this season. Also, was pretty bad last year. Trevor Story.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
He has 5 years
Why
left.
Why is he not
See,
playing?
He doesn't. He has it. He. I think he tore something in the off season. You know, Joe doesn't know the backstory on Trevor Story.
He has fought. You guys wanted him.
No, I did not.
No, no, no. Jeremy was the one.
The city
that he
of Houston wanted him, and I cursed the city of Houston.
I was very out on him.
And then I used to always give intern Noah a lot of grief because he's a Red Sox fan for some reason.
Yeah, he is.
I would give intern Noah a lot of grief about Trevor Story. And I would, like, casually last year tweet when Trevor Story was underperforming.
So Trevor Story has 5 years left, including this year, $25 million a year AAV.
It's actually cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
What is his injury look like? Like, when's he coming back?
I think he's out for the whole season.
I don't think so. I don't think he's out for the whole year.
Wow. That's a lot of money for how many more years? Five? Ooh, boy, I'll tell you what.
I don't know the story injury. I think
he's young enough.
I feel like
though,
he was going to come
back.
He had right elbow surgery.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, right elbow surgery. So maybe their GM
said initially the plan was the entire season, but there's some optimism he'll return.
I think I remember reading that story. Oh, but the playoffs. So it's pretty much out for the year. You can't count on him. Actually,
although they're having a better season than people thought, but.
Yeah, they are. I didn't think they were going to be anything. But that you see Yoshida's like killing it. Yeah. I wanted Yoshida too. So the AAV on Trevor Story is what? Like 23 million?
It's like 23, 25.
He's signed for 4 more years after this one.
Yep.
He can play third base when you dump out on Bregman.
He can actually play multiple positions.
He can play second, short,
and
third.
Yeah, he sure can.
I think there was even talk that he could move to the outfield when he's a free agent
because
he's such a good athlete. I'll take Trevor Story.
I think I will too.
I'll take Trevor Story. You know the benefit? Is that you might not get any immediate return in 2023, but you can play somebody else at first base because Abreu's been a negative WAR performer so far.
And then if you do decide to move on from Bregman or there's issues and or injuries, he can play multiple infield positions, and he could be your stopgap at third base if you do move on from
Bregman. Was that the third one?
We got two more.
All right,
we got a guy here. He's got 6 years left on his deal, $27 million a year. He's only played 70 games under his new contract. And even though he plays in Colorado, he's only hit 3 home runs there.
Oh, Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
My boy.
Let me look at the numbers real quick. I know you read them, but I'm a visual learner.
He has
10 home runs over 2 years, only 3 in Colorado.
How many are this year, though?
In Colorado.
3.
Because last year he got hurt.
He had 5.
Yeah, but
he had
in
five
Colorado.
Home, he had 5 home runs last year.
He got the humidifiers now. The contract, he's still got 5 more years left on his deal.
Yeah. He just signed last year.
$28 million?
I'm going to go Abreu.
KB, there's still something there. You don't go from MVP.
Yeah, there's a lot of cash there.
I mean, he's 30. Like, literally, we were born on the same exact day. Like,
no one cares.
No way that, like, he is at the end of his career already.
Yes, he is.
He's been good. He's actually been good this year.
Yeah, he's been okay.
He doesn't, like, he's only hit 5 home runs, but he's hitting over 300. He's got an 858 OPS. Now, you're going to have to buy out you're not going to buy it out, but you have to, like, now you're looking at a long-term commitment for Chris Bryant. You know what's weird about this, though? That Chris Bryant contract takes him to the age of 36. Do you know how old Jose Abreu 36. Is this year? He's 36.
Yeah, so
I think you do this trade.
Yeah, if KB
Rockies, if the Rockies offered you Chris Bryant for Jose Abreu, you do this. Where's he playing right now in Colorado?
Right
what position?
Playing
right field?
Because that's another option to be the heir apparent to Bregman at third. Like, if you traded Abreu for Bryant, you probably can play him at first base.
I was going to say, you can play him at first base.
Can he play third base when Bregman's gone in 2 years?
I don't think so.
He's probably aged out of it.
He's like 6'4", something like that. It was always like a back concern. Long term, it was like he's going to be a left fielder, right fielder, first baseman.
Okay, so you're converting him to first base.
That was always the discussion with the Astros of who you could have had if you didn't draft Mark Appel.
Yeah, he hasn't played third base since 21. He's playing right field.
You're going to take Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I'll take Chris Bryant over Jose Abreu.
He's only played 70-some games.
But he's fine. He's healthy this year. He's healthy this year.
Now.
He's hitting north of 300.
I know.
Last year he was hurt. He still hit north of 300. He had over an 850 OPS. That's a way better player than Jose Abreu.
Is at
way
his
better.
Age, too, when you get to those final couple of years, the way inflation is going to take prices in the league, it's probably going to be a more economical contract.
And he's making $9 million more than Jose Abreu, which isn't that significant. And again, Chris Bryant's final year is at the age of 36. Jose Abreu's currently 36.
Right,
and you upgrade tremendously offensively.
Yep.
I hope the Rockies offer us that.
All right, I got one more.
All right.
We got to do one internal.
Oh, no.
Lance.
Oh, Lance. Easy.
Wait, you're going to trade within yourself?
No, like just
which,
like.
Who's less? Who has the least trade value?
Oh.
Lance McCullers, who is never healthy.
But when he is.
4 years left.
He's a pitcher,
including
too.
This year, $17 million. is like the AAV for him.
So it's less than Abreu.
So it's less than Abreu, but an extra year, this and he's no never doubter. On the field.
This is a no-doubter. Lance McCullers has way more trade value than Jose Abreu. You could trade, I mean, Lance McCullers is a pitcher, and when Lance McCullers pitches, he actually does well.
Yeah. No, I
agree.
Teams
will bet on the fact that he's gotten all the injuries out of his system. The bionic surgeries have made him stronger in his pitching arm. They'll take Lance.
Yeah, Lance has way more trade value than Jose Abreu. What was Giancarlo Stanton's? That was the name that Blankers mentioned yesterday.
I threw it
yesterday.
Out just off the cuff yesterday because he's always hurt, and he's making a boat ton of money.
He signed through the age of 2028. Now, it is a club option, so you can get out of it early, 2027. So you just assume that you use the club option to not pick him up. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 more years. Actually, it gets cheaper.
It goes down?
They front-loaded it. Actually, they kind of middle-loaded it. They, like, ramped it up to the middle, and then it kind of fades away. He's 32 this year, 32 next year, 32 and 25, and then it dips to 19 and 26 and 15 and 27.
The club might go with that in 27. They might pick that up.
Well, 28's the club option, 15, okay. And he'd be 38 years old.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's such a long contract.
It is, and the injuries, he's never healthy.
But whenever he is healthy, he's a way better offensive
player.
Bombs
and lasers, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I
would do the trade.
It's Stanton, because
because it gets cheaper as you go. Like, he's making 32 this year, 32 the year after, 32 the year after.
Just think about it.
Abreu's making 20.
Even if you put him on ice till the playoffs, you realize he's intimidating in the playoffs. That was a tough out for the Astros to get. I guess you would probably have to go with Stanton.
I go Giancarlo. So how many players on this list did we actually vote for Abreu over? Was it just one?
I think it was only Steven Strasburg.
So what Steven Strasburg. Cabrera? I would trade Abreu for Miguel Cabrera, not because you're getting any production,
because you
get out of the contract after a year.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to retire at the end of the season.
Who hits more home runs this year, Miguel Cabrera or...
Miguel playing part-time?
Or Abreu.
Does Miguel have
Cabrera
one?
Miguel part-time or Abreu? Legitimate question.
I mean,
who hits more home runs?
It'll be Abreu because he's probably just going to bat
will
more.
It?
It'll be Abreu.
I don't think it'll be sad. By a lot.
Guys, this
think
is
about
sad.
If he does the pool hole second half of the season to kind of have that triumphant
Take a bunch of steroids.
I'm not
going to
say what you just said, but I'm going to say think about him having a big second half.
Sorry, let me
rephrase.
Abreu
has a better OPS.
Albert Pujols took steroids and used illegal bats and got pitches thrown down the middle of the plate.
And got celebrated.
You better say allegedly, because he's been known to radio hosts. No.
That's why I said I will not. What you said, not me.
Those are not the words of the Killer Bees.
That
those
is
are specifically
George.
I think
Joe
it's the
George.
Tuna talking, because that was stupid.
Well, I know he used the I can prove he used illegal bats.
So yeah, you know how you can prove it? Because Maldi tried to use them,
because Maldi tried to use them, and Albert Pujols is grandfathered into those illegal bats that Maldi got dinged for.
That means they're not illegal. If you've been grandfathered into it, it means that he's legal.
They're illegal for the entire league except for one guy going after a record. Give me a break. It's baseball 101.
So those are two of the most untradeable players in all of baseball. Jose Abreu and Steven Strasburg. What a league company. This is sad. We got to do this so we can laugh and not cry. Are there any other guys out there that are least tradable, if that's a word, than Jose Abreu? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. CJ Stroud's catching heat for something that he said about Quinn Ewers coming to Columbus. Is it fair? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Something that's fair and actually more than fair is HR&P. You need this in your life. They'll take care of you. If you're a business owner, you need HR&P in your life, because you can spend all your time and energy on your business, on your company, not worrying about some of the trivial issues that you have to worry about whenever you're a business owner. Mike Hawley, U of H class 1990, Chris Fisher over there as well, great people. And they've been protecting the interest of business for nearly 25 years. Yeah, 25 years doing business. HRP provides comprehensive human capital management services, including HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll. The stuff that you don't want to do, they will do it for you. HR&P will also work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. Maybe you like doing payroll, but they can help out in HR compliance and benefits administration. Maybe you like the compliance, but you want help in payroll. Well, they'll customize a plan for you. Nothing cookie cutter about HR&P. You need a little bit of help, a lot of help, anything in between, HR&P will create a plan for what you and your business needs. Also, their customer service is second to none. It isn't a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll be calling someone that is familiar with you, familiar with your company. I can speak to that customer service anytime I have a question. I'm more of an email guy. I fire off an email. I always get a quick response that's easy to understand. Let HRP take on the demands of human resources and eliminate your HR burdens so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRP customize a plan for you, 281-6525. 281-880-6525, or check them out at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Someone on the text line, we were just talking about the worst trade values in baseball, and we came up with the two, Jose Abreu and Steven Strasburg. Someone said, Kevin Z said, he said, trade Jose Abreu for Yuli Gurriel. The Astros would love to do that. You know who's not going to do that? The Miami Marlins would hang up on you. They would shut the phone off immediately because they wouldn't listen to that nonsense.
But do you think that Dana Brown will acknowledge the mistakes of Jim Crane and be like, look, nope, you guys messed up. I'm going to take pennies on the dollars this offseason. We're going to get out of this deal.
You would have to attach players for a team to trade for Abreu. You would just DFA him, and you would eat the contract.
Yeah.
He has no value. You're not trading. It'd be Brock Osweiler. But you're attaching pick players to get him out of town.
Dana Brown just got here. Dana Brown, in his first time as general manager, is trying to appease his new employer. There is no way he's dipping his boss in the grease. He will run from it, or just he will politely pass on it. But there's no way he says, well, that wasn't on my watch. I wasn't here. That's on Jim and Jeff, because that'll get him in hot water and that'll get the stink eye from the owner. There's no way he does that.
It almost have to be a Crane. Hey, we might have screwed this up. Yeah. Right. Help us That's out right. and get us out of this sinking ship.
Baggy's not saying that.
No, we'll see. But
Bagwell's lost all sort. Bagwell should not ever say anything again to Jim Crane.
That's what I wonder is, like, how much was it Bagwell?
Oh, I think Bagwell played a big part in a break.
Because if it's mostly Bagwell, then Crane can deflect, he can pass the
jet,
blame.
Right?
Oh, he was on the jet.
He was on the jet and went down to talk to Abreu.
Yeah, I mean, those decisions are made before you go to the jet and recruit them there. But I think that Bagwell was a big voice in the room.
But
sure.
I think he felt strongly about it based on what he had seen him do. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Crane made the Montero deal more than Bagwell. I think Bagwell was adamant about the Abreu deal.
Yeah, I think most likely.
I would disagree.
Jose Abreu is your starting first baseman this year and next year, and then it's after the second season when they just eat the money.
Because that's a lot of money to eat. It's a lot of money really to be like, is. You know what? We're just going to bite the bullet and we're going to pay off Jose Abreu to go away. Like, it would have to get Miguel Cabrera bad. It would have to get Miguel Cabrera bad this year for Jose Abreu to not be the starting first baseman next season.
Well, and you probably also need to find, I mean, what's your solution, right? Like, it's nice in theory to get rid of Jose Abreu, but, like, who's your first baseman if you get rid of him?
You would have to probably bring – there's not really a first-base prospect. J.J. Mattejevic knocking the cover off the baseball, but he's a 4A player. The Astros DFA'd him at the start of the season, and no one else in baseball picked him up, so he's not well thought of. You really don't have a very good first-base prospect.
But is it better to say you just eat the money and let him walk away, or to say you're not starting, but because we're still paying you, we might as well keep you around as like a pinch hitter?
I mean, I know
that's a big roster. That's a big salary to keep on the bench in a roster spot, and it gives you no position flexibility. Right. Because, so it's hard to keep him on the roster if he's not starting.
Because I would get that. Like if they re-sign Jose Altuve, and then like in like 6 or 7 years, Jose Altuve is just awful.
Yeah.
I get why you keep that guy. I get why Miguel Cabrera is on the Tigers. I get why Albert Pujols was on the Cardinals at the end, because like that person means something to that franchise. Like if in 7 years Jose Altuve was an awful baseball player, like I get why you keep him around because of what he means to your franchise. Jose Abreu just doesn't have that. To be honest, like, are we sure the White Sox like wouldn't take him back? Like, they're such a
not at that salary. That.
They're in such a dump
right now. You would have to pay 95% of the salary. They're not going to just assume the contract.
Yeah,
no,
if they're in
chance.
A rebuild, they won't take the finances, but they'd love from a marketing perspective have him back.
You could potentially, maybe that's the way to get out of Abreu, but you're going to retain 95% of the salary. Like, the White Sox are not going to accept him back without you retaining 95% of the salary. There's just no way. 7293 says, you all applauded the Abreu signing. We did. Yep. I wanted Jose Abreu. I was pounding the table for Jose Abreu. You're absolutely right, 7293. We did applaud it. And so far, on May 9th, we've been very wrong. We've been very wrong about him. Very wrong. Hopefully we can be right. Hopefully he has a great June and July like he's been accustomed to having in his career, and we can look back and giggle about the day.
Slow start, another Abreu that had us all gasping, thinking that because we hadn't seen it before, and then he just jumped out of this, you know, just completely changed his fortune. I hope that happens. Because, yes, you are absolutely right.
We have new information. Like, you're allowed to change what you think based on new information. Look, hopefully we're all looking back in July on May 9th, whenever we were kidding around on the Killer Bees about which players in baseball have, you know, the least amount of trade value in baseball. And I guess it was, like, actually a harsh reality.
There were plenty of people dumping on Yuli all season long last year.
I was one of them.
But I'm saying from a fan's perspective, just the fan's perspective, there were plenty of people ready to be this to be the last year of Yuli and to dump out and worried about him in the playoffs. And then he had the playoffs he had. And then those same people, when you start talking about revisionist history, like, got to bring Yuli back, got to bring him back, got to be a part of this team.
Well, and that's where it's almost like Jose Abreu can be bad all season, but like assuming the Astros make the playoffs, if he has a big moment or three and they win another World Series, like no one will care.
You're probably right. If like, he has like if he wins a game with a walk off,
like if what if all of a sudden the pop just comes back just in the playoffs and he's awful next regular season too, but he's good in the playoffs, like that's the people will be like, well, you know what? That's all that really matters anyways.
A walk-off bunt was huge in the playoff run.
You know, people would say it's a walk-off hit.
But it's not going to be a walk-off homer.
Yeah.
He'd have to hit it over the fence to do that, unless it was one of those little league homers where it just kept rolling.
He had a triple yesterday.
But did he?
It was a double. Oh, they called it a double and an error. That's right. They called it a double and error. 7891 Yordan rules. Have Yordan play first and get a second contract. The only baseball player to have two contracts. They should just give him Jose Abreu's money. They should be like, hey, Jose, you're not doing well. You need to trade paychecks with Yordan Alvarez. Those are good Yordan rules. He should be paid what Abreu's paid, and Yordan going to give Abreu his signing. 8437, give it until the end of the baseball season to judge how the Abreu signing is. That's fair. Like, it really is.
I'd like to, from my standpoint, so I don't have to admit I was completely wrong on it.
Like, right now, it's not going well. Rafael Montero's contract, right now, it's not going well. I'll concede that point. But if you're grading out the overall contract of what players get, yeah, you have to wait out for the duration of the contract. Yeah, Jose Abreu's contract that the Astros gave him isn't going to be like written in stone until the contract comes to its fruition. Or you release him before the contract is up. Same thing with Rafael Montero. Yeah, you do have to wait for the whole contract to play out to come up with the final resolution. But right now, through May 9th, both of those contracts don't look very good. No. That's a fact.
But again, too, these are the same conversations we were having about Yuli during the regular season a year ago. But he needs to just find a couple days off. Like Peña, they were talking about last night, is the one guy that hasn't had a day off, like I think all season. But I think that you have to find a way, especially now that Brantley's coming back and Chaz is back and Altuve's on the way back. You have to find a way to just give Abreu like a day or two to just detox. Just stop pressing. Stop getting into your routine, worried about your hits. Just rest for a couple days.
Yeah. Junior Bronco says Abreu looks old. He does. Like, he's getting beat by 92-mile-per-hour fastballs at the belly
button.
That's
the biggest problem I have, is that he's not catching up to fastballs.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the C.J. Stroud audio a little bit later. He's catching some heat for something that he said about Quinn Ewers whenever he got some competition. We'll talk about it in the 2 o'clock hour. 713-780-ESPN, the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Cash it or trash it. What are your overreactions? What are your hot takes that you want to sell to us? We have our own. We want you to bring your cash 'em or trash 'ems into us as well. 713-780-3776, the HRP listener line. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.